Your Afternoon with Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
One of the subjects, we had to identify a roadblock. So we had to identify an ancestor that we couldn't, you know, get around the brick wall to find out what happened, where they came from and their stories. And mine was a woman called Elizabeth Blay. And with a few bit more digging around, I found that she was the granddaughter of a convict.
What had this convict been up to?
Well, there's four of them. So one was on the First Fleet. One was a convict girl transported from Dublin in 1796. And the other two came out to Van Diemen's Land in 1812 on the Indefatigable.
What was the moment like where you got past your roadblock?
I couldn't believe it. My grandfather, they're all on my grandfather's side of the family, and sadly, they were kept buried, literally and figuratively, for over 200 years. No one in the family knew anything about any of them.
It was quite scandalous to have convicts in the family.
It was,
only
it was
very recently.
Yes. I can remember asking my grandfather when we were doing it at school if we had convicts in the family, and he, nope, nope, nope. So I worry about how he'd feel about it now.
Oh, he'd certainly be surrounded by as much cultural change as we are around it.
Mm, yes, but yes, it's and the contributions to particularly to Van Diemen's Land. So the First Fleet ancestor, he built the property that is now called Glendurwent
right.
in Norfolk. Yes, so he built that. So more than 200 years ago, very sadly, he shot himself in the bedroom there on the 5th of April, 1821.
Wow.
He was 79, so he'd had it very hard. I mean, he was found guilty of theft, sentenced to 7 years in Africa. Fortunately for him, the British decided not to send any more to Africa, so he was sent to out on the First Fleet.
Mm.
1790, Governor Phillip sent him and a contingent of 183 convicts to Norfolk Island. So he built a life there for 17 years. Then the British government closed Norfolk Island in 1807, he was sent to Van Diemen's Land to start all over again at the age of about 67.
Wow. What was his life like for those years he did live in Van Diemen's Land?
I think quite good. He racked up quite a few debts, so didn't die as probably as well off as he could have been. But he built that beautiful Georgian mansion in New Norfolk that Liz and Rob Virtue now run. And, they all made a real contribution to Van Diemen's Land. One of them, James Tedder, he started the first flour mill in Murray Street.
How connected do you feel to Tasmania these days?
Very.
It's called No Room for Regret, the book you've written. What's the significance of the title?
Look, while I was writing it and getting into the, you know, into the heads of the characters, I thought, surely, even though they were taken away from the lives that they knew, surely were the opportunities they'd made for themselves in a new country that they didn't ever regret. You know, the decisions they made that saw them transported to the other side of the world. So I wanted the word regret in the story, but I couldn't work out, you know, I played with lots and lots of titles. Then an author friend of mine and I sat down and we mulled over some few titles and we came up with that one.
How much fact versus fiction in the book?
There's a lot of fiction, however, all their sentences, their travels, their births, their deaths, their marriages, they're all fact. Sadly, the Van Diemen's Land convicts, when they came here in 1812, some significant records weren't, they didn't start keeping them till about 1824.
Mm.
The Tasmanian Archives and Heritage Office has all that's available, but I didn't know where they were assigned. So once they got here, you know, what happened to them? So I had to make that up.
What's your family thought about you revealing all of this information?
I know, well, my eldest daughter keeps telling me how proud she is of me, which is very nice. My brother's down there now and he said he's listening. So, you know, I think they're all very proud and amazed, actually. Probably more amazed than I was when I started digging.
Did you know there was a Tasmanian connection in your family?
No, I didn't.
Not at all?
Nope. I had the marriage notice of Elizabeth Blay and her husband, David Francis McBeath. And her father was listed as deceased and formerly of New Norfolk in Tasmania.
Was it just by chance that it was the University of Tasmania where you signed on for the online course?
Yes. Well, not really, no. It's my love of genealogy and they're really the only ones in Australia that run a course that satisfies most of the needs of genealogists, I think.
And it just so happened that they're in the place where you had your mysterious family history.
The resources and things that were available. I had no idea that the Tasmanian Archives and Heritage Office had such a collection that was, you know, available all online.
Are you getting hit up all the time for family history advice these days?
But that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of the fun.
Certainly you've been around language and reading and writing with your teaching background.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you always know you had a book in you, Janine?
Yes. But I didn't know it was this one.